when I went to the Dharma gathering, I got quite sick, and today I, because of something I ate last night, I realised I'd made myself sick, and here I was again trying to get onto my spiritual journey, and or trying to extend my spiritual journey, and I was sabotaging myself. And I felt an incredible sense of despair, of like the ego just reeling me in and playing with me. I guess my question is around, you know, sort of around, sort of, yeah, around how to have the strength to, you know, sort of like, you know, like with this, I've just been falling asleep all day, I've been sick on and off all day, and just having this strength to sort of keep going sometimes.
Yes. Is,
I sort of, I felt very overwhelmed by it, yeah, and despair was the feeling that I felt.
Today?
Yeah.
We'll come back to the food and the eating, something that makes you ill, in a moment. But earlier in the group today, you spoke about the significance of the day today. Mm. Would you mind telling people that?
It's the anniversary of the day that my son committed suicide.
Hmm. So the thought, of course, that's came to me is, I wondered how you felt about yourself as a mother, knowing that your son committed suicide. It's a very painful thing.
Devastated.
Yes.
Just.
Yes. Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I can barely imagine the feeling to know that my son or my daughter had taken his or her own life. What conclusion, if any, did you draw from that?
From my son dying?
Yes. I know that it's a very kind of tender area, and I'm very grateful that you're so willing and so open to talk about it as you were earlier today. Because I think it's a very important issue.
The way that I've been able to deal with it is, and it took me a long time,
yes,
to get to this place, was that I don't know. I you know, sort of, I looked at it from all different ways,
yes,
and I don't know. And
I don't. You don't know what?
I don't know what happened to him. There's so much I don't understand.
Yes.
And I feel like the more I try to understand it, the more muddy and the more bogged down I get with it. So it's sort of, it's sitting back, and there's a hope in that. That,
yes,
sort of gives me a space to go, well, I don't know, and maybe something will fall into place and I will know. But I can't work it out. I can't find it.
Okay, so you don't know what happened for him in the lead up to his death?
I don't know what happened to him after he died.
Oh, I see, of course.
Yeah.
None of us know that.
No.
This is a really difficult question to ask. So if you don't want to answer it, please don't. But I'm wondering if, following his death, you blamed yourself in any way.
Oh, yeah, for a long time.
Okay.
And, yeah.
Okay. Have you stopped blaming yourself now?
I still have a lot of regret for things that happened.
Yes.
But not to the depth that I used to.
Well done. Well done. When someone we love dies, if we're the child and our mother suicides, for example, we generally conclude that our mother didn't love us enough to want to live. This is a very natural conclusion. It's not the truth, but it's what we conclude. And sometimes, similarly, when a child dies, we might conclude, oh, he didn't love me enough, or I didn't love him enough, and if only I'd done this, and if only I'd done that, things would have been different. And then the self-blame begins. I'm wondering whether the eating something that makes you ill is a kind of residue or punishment of yourself.
My problems with food started a long time before
that. Oh, okay.
But I think it is. I think it's like this self-sabotage.
Yes. So knowingly doing something that harms you, yourself, like, you know, if I eat this, I'll get sick, but you have it anyway. So that mechanism of mind is a kind of residue of self-harm.
Mm.
It's a more subtle form of self-harm.
Mm.
Than many others, but it has inherent within it a kind of harming or punishment, the making of oneself ill. So, could it be time to let that go?
Yes, I'd like to. Yes.
Yes. Okay. So the first thing is to see it. To see, oh, there I go, blaming myself for something I couldn't help. Events happen in this world due to causes and conditions. Not because we would want them to. If we had the power to stop someone dying from an illness, or to stop somebody, or stop everybody from suiciding, we would. We don't have that power. We just don't have it. So please stop blaming yourself.
I've got a history of addiction.
Okay.
And I see it as that self-destruct mechanism.
Yes.
That self-harming mechanism.
Mm.
It's not suicide. It's a low, but it's still a low level of suicide.
Mm.
And I felt like Marcus was brought up with that.
Yes.
And so he acted on something that I carried.
Oh. I don't think it's quite as simple as that.
Mm.
So what I'd suggest you do, in order to set yourself free of the self-destructive pattern, is, first of all, to give up blaming yourself. When the Buddha was asked, is suffering caused by oneself? He said, no, it's not. When he was asked, is it caused by another? He also said, no. So yes, there is suffering. But if we had power over it, we'd stop it altogether. And we don't.
Mm.
So coming back to the addictive tendency, I quite often say, having worked in addictions for many years, that the greatest addiction we have is the addiction to this idea that we are a separate sense of self, that we have a separate sense of self. That's an addiction in itself, as well as all the substance addictions. What has helped you the most in giving up your addictions?
Doing the AA program.
Okay, wonderful. Then please keep on doing it.
Mm.
There's a wonderful sense of community that comes from the AA program and support.
Mm.
Coming back to this issue of the significance of the day and the death of your son. In the group earlier, we spoke about love and the fact that love doesn't die, that love is untouched by death. You seem to understand that earlier today. That, of course, you hadn't stop loving your son. And you haven't stopped expressing that love. How's your love for yourself? Oh, I think that just said it all.
I think, well, that was what I realized today, that, you know, this morning when I, you know, this food, that trigger was what happened with the food.
Yes.
But it was like, wow, I must really, really, you know, I must really, really loathe myself to keep doing this.
So please stop punishing yourself. Loving kindness begins here, Lots and lots and lots of metta practice, of loving kindness practice. So, for the rest of the retreat, how will you practice love? What will you actually do?
Be aware of what's in my heart?
Yes. Did you all hear that? Be aware of what's in your heart. So what's in your heart right now?
A sense of relief.
Beautiful. And what is the relief?
Space.
Okay. Space from?
The constriction, the
pressure.
Yeah.
The pressure of?
The pressure of giving myself a really hard time.
Yes. Yes. Why don't you just have a look around the room? This is a very tough day for Anna, being the anniversary of such a painful loss. What do you feel?
Wow. Thank you. Gratitude.
Beautiful. So well done, well survived. Really take care of yourself today. And every day. What would your son want for you? In his heart of hearts, what would he want for you?
He wanted me to be happy.
Yes. So you could show your love for him by being happy. Notice the happiness. And well done.
Thank you.
Thank you.